This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
It is Educated Educators Talking Education. It is Busted Pencils. However, it is not Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, Dr. Mitchell Robinson, special guest host. Welcome, Mitchell. How are you? Or as we said in the podcast, my brother from another mother.
I've never been this happy. Great to be with you. And everything is going just fine in every part of the world. So let's get into it.
So holy crap, there's nothing to talk about. Right. Sadly, though, you're wrong. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I haven't even given you the topic yet, but if you want to jump in and call us right now, go for it. However, here is the topic if you're looking for something to contribute. Simple question, and we'll put this in, not that we want to, continue to bring everybody down, but the reality of what's happening in the world is that it's kind of down right now, and what happened in Buffalo is incredibly sad, but when it comes to Busted Pencils, we really are, looking at this because when tragedies happen, such as this, whether it's the bombing of Pearl Harbor, whether it's the Twin Towers, whether it's a mass shooting like this, that next day in public schools, the reality of what happened, the kids bring that with them to the classrooms. And so one question is to say, should teachers help children learn about what happens during tragedy, or in this case, what happened in Buffalo? Should teachers be engaging children in the tragedy that happened in Buffalo? I don't know, Mitchell, should they?
Well, I think the only real question is, how do we do this in age-appropriate ways across the curriculum?
Oh, so you're going to be the first person who's going to throw something at me and say, yeah, Tim, maybe. But
no, my answer is a full-throated yes.
Okay.
But that it needs to be done appropriately. It needs to be done in developmentally appropriate ways. You don't have the same conversation with six-year-olds that you do with 16-year-olds. But yes, you talk about it. And especially, I would say, in the schools around in Buffalo.
Well, and that's, drawing this question because a good friend of both of ours, either through Twitter or through activism, a teacher in the Buffalo area, Chris Cerrone, is dealing very specifically head on with this. And in fact, is talking about, and even on the weekend was saying, hey, when I get into school, the reality of what my job has become on Monday is that we're going to be dealing with this head on. And the reason I want to bring it up tonight on Busted Pencils, though, is the first, if anybody wants to just call in and quickly say yes or no, go for it. It's 844-967-2789. Should we be teaching about what happened in Buffalo? But more importantly, when we look at this issue and we put it in the context of, we want to go outside of 2020, outside of 2021. Oh, crap. Now, maybe when 2022 is over, I don't know. But right away, phone call, L.A. Tom, I knew you would chime in quickly on this one. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, buddy. First off, you know that my comments are never quick. So, here we go. First off,
right.
We the people are the government, ultimately. Second, I am a proud FDR Democrat. I have a couple different points. One, if we can't teach our kids about the problems in our political system, which is money and politics, which seems that we're not doing, then yes, we better tell them straight up what this is all about, because that's the reason why we don't have any gun safety laws that actually mean something. Until we get gun safety laws, notice how I'm not saying gun control, gun safety laws, where you don't need AR-15s, because that's not gun safety, that's weapons of war.
When I go deer hunting, yeah, I like to make sure they're down, Tom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. You're a pretty crappy shot if that's
true. Well, you know what, though? Wait, I want to, you know, and we got Mitchell Robinson, my co-host tonight. So, Tom, and I just want to stop you, though, really quickly, because I want to make sure that I get what you're saying. So if we're not going to prepare our students well to participate in a civic democracy and therefore become engaged adults who therefore know how to debate issues of importance and potentially would make the issue of gun safety something we could really talk about, you're going, hey, we've done such a crappy job on helping people understand gun safety. We better than at least talk about what happened. Is that your point?
Well, yeah, my point is that, look, I don't know, you know, the other side, whatever, I don't want to make this a political issue, but it is a political issue. Everything's a political issue. So the thing is, Republicans will come out with a bumper sticker in about 2 seconds, and they'll repeat the thing over and over and over and over and over again, where that becomes a reality. Whereas the Democratic side will sit there and talk about, well, we could do this, and we could do that, and we could do this, and to the point where no one even knows what their message is. So, again, it's a messaging problem in terms of what actually needs to be done. But everything needs to be done at a legislative level. Everything needs to be done that's going to be done, you know, at a level that is not, that we aren't going to be able to do at a local level, unless you're going to have a bunch of people. You know, maybe what should happen is we should educate the adults about what the real issue here is, and that's gun manufacturers making more money and bullet manufacturers making more money, that therefore, you're all being had, basically. And don't tell me that you're pro-life if you're somebody that is, that is for this idea of loving a gun more than you love your kid. You know, I'm sorry. That's the truth about the whole thing. People love guns.
We're really hitting gun. Mitchell, what do you say? You say, is Tom hitting us with the right kind of a movement here?
Well, I'm already seeing from the other side of the aisle the liberty argument that you don't deserve liberty if you won't protect our rights. And I'm sorry, I don't know what right we have to shoot people while they're picking out green peppers. I don't know what right an 18-year-old has to wear body armor into a grocery store. I think we need reasonable regulations on gun ownership and on how we behave as people as we're moving through the world. The other thing that's bothered me lately is that we have a lot of instances of people watching these discussions happen on 4chan and Reddit and Twitch and watching the shootings happen, but not saying anything or not in doing anything. Just as we're seeing a whole spate of journalists waiting to tell us all the awful things that they found out about the last administration until they can publish their new book. So, I mean, I think, you know, every time I go to a sporting event at my university, they make the announcement, if you see something, say something. And I feel like we need to do that in front of the whole country. If you see someone about to commit a heinous act wearing body armor going into a grocery store, say something. If you see the President of the United States committing treason, say something.
Really good, and we say this craziness. I'm going to take Tom, I'm going to take Mitchell, and I'm going to bring it back to the core question to Tom, and I'm going to give this back to you since you were awesome to give us a call first. Anybody else wants to call, it's 844-967-2789. But Tom, so you are, yes, we should teach children. We should let children engage in this topic. Mitchell talked about there's an age appropriateness we need to consider. Tom, you're talking about, you know, should we really dig deep in teaching gun control? I'm wondering, though, too, where you might come down on Tom. Should race be a conversation about what happened in Buffalo if we teach about this? Still there, Tom? I think Tom's gone. That's all right, Tom. If you want to join back, call us 844-967-2789. But Mitchell, you know, this is where you know, we want to bring it. Okay, there's one question here. Should we, right, teach? And I think, you know, putting it the way I said, when any tragedy happens, the fact that kids come into schools talking about this, any teacher needs to be ready to address it, right? Whether we teach it or do those things, but you need to be ready to address it. But I think a more pointed and really important question, though, on this one is to say, and I think this is going to come out particularly this past year, which has tried to say, teachers, you can't teach that, and make you can't teach that laws. Well, here we are now. What, from everything we can tell, what is the motivating factor here in the shooting?
It's clearly race.
It's race. Yes. Okay.
And the fact that we don't talk about this and that we don't teach about it is one of the reasons why these shootings keep happening. I just said to my wife the other night, I'm embarrassed that I had a really great public school education, but I knew nothing about the Tulsa race riots when mm-hmm. I was a kid. So there's so many things that we haven't taught. And I think our friends on the other side of the aisle would like to keep it that way. They would like to keep us kind of in the dark and ignorant about race relations as they truly are in this country.
Well, and so, you know, I put in the promos for the show tonight, a Chalkbeat article. I'm a high school teacher. Here's how I'm addressing the Buffalo massacre in class. This is written by Sarah Beth Rosenberg, you know, and she goes full tilt into going like, look, here's what's going to happen. And race is going to be a part of this. And she's like, I, though, as a New York City teacher, might have more liberties to teach about this because of not getting a certain backlash, which, you know, it's great for her to point out. But then is it only certain teachers in certain situations are allowed to talk about the race component that is involved in the shooting? Or does a teacher in suburban Michigan outside of Detroit need to be teaching about this too?
Well,
I don't know. Hold on your thought there, Rich. I want to get, yep. So that's our question.
Okay.
What should we be, you know, if race is going to play a factor here, well, should race play a factor? Should we be teaching about this as we move forward? What are we teaching if we put race into it? And although, isn't teaching about racism outlawed right now? And if it's outlawed, what's a teacher to do? Does it make a difference? When we get back, we'll try to take those questions from you. 844-967-2789. Busted Pencils, back in a break.